Because God has always been good to his people have always given him thanks. Well, sort of. Perhaps we should say at least an attempt has been made. All the way back in the beginning, Cain and Abel brought sacrifices of thanksgiving to the Lord. But we know how that turned out. There's no doubt that Noah, too, was thankful that God had saved him and his family. But of course, his Thanksgiving party got more than a bit out of hand. Did it fare any better for the people of Israel? Surely God's chosen people were thankful that God had rescued them from their oppressors. He sent 10 plagues, each one prying up one of Pharaoh's fingers until he lost his grip. Then God split the sea and led his people through the walls of water. He fed them bread from heaven. He quenched their thirst with water from the rock. And yet, as any Sunday school child will tell you, their grumbling was far louder than their thanks. God has always been good to his people, and his people have ever failed to give him proper and adequate thanks. And so it goes for Jesus, for God visiting his people in human flesh. If you think being a mother or a father is a thankless job, try being the Messiah. He came into his own, and his own received him not. There were some who did receive him, of course, some who gave him thanks, but they were the exception. One out of 10 lepers, a woman washing his feet with her tears as a table of Pharisees looked on. Certainly a few others gave him thanks, but which of these would say that they had adequately thanked him? And which one of us would boast in all times and in all places, I have rightly given him thanks and praise? No, it seems thanklessness and inadequate thanks is simply the human way. In fact, as far as thankfulness goes, the more the human race has evolved, the less thankful we've become. Today, the people of the Scriptures, perhaps especially the Old Testament, strike us as rudimentary and unsophisticated. Heck, the people of 100 years ago strike us as rudimentary and unsophisticated, believing as they did that rainfall and crop are under the personal care of God. We know better, of course. Vegetables come from the grocery store. Meat comes from the deli. And rain comes from a low-pressure system moving in. We know all about currents, atmospheric pressures, and cloud formations. We're not so naive as those ignorant people of old who suppose that rain and sun and good harvest come directly from the hand of God. What's more, we now know how vast the universe is. We know that if there is a God, he isn't peering down from right behind the sky. He is simply too vast, too distant, too great to see to it personally that enough raindrops fall on my beans. Of course, this way of thinking about God strikes us as up to date and quite realistic. But what it actually does is deprive God of his fatherly care and push him away far from the everyday things of our world. It puts God at a nice, safe distance. And therefore, it's only natural that people who make God distant and only vaguely involved find themselves feeling only distantly and vaguely thankful. The kind of band-aid we come up with to fix this problem is something like, let's all go around the table and name something we're thankful for. This sort of thing not only frustrates teenagers, it also illustrates the problem. in place of genuine thankfulness, there's merely an attempt to be thankful. True thankfulness is relegated to the near miss on the freeway. It's no longer simply a way of being. God's graciousness to us is no longer a way of life as it is for the farmer. God's graciousness to us is no longer viewed as necessary at all. If it doesn't rain, we'll just buy water from another state. And therefore, requesting God's graciousness through prayer is viewed as pious, but completely optional, and by no means a matter of life and death. Even the thankfulness of Christians atrophies into distorted forms. Hashtag blessed, and the celebratory God is good. A spirituality so small it has little room for a God who sends both rain and cancer. A happy clappy kind of spirituality that could never say with Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the American Christian mind, God simply becomes the good guy in the sky. And Thanksgiving is our yearly hat tip. A bit of religious extra credit tomorrow if you bring up others less fortunate than you so that your turkey tastes like guilt. And that's basically it. All the way back from those boys east of Eden until now, it's about how far we've come in giving thanks to God. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Amen. Or at least that's how the sermon would end, if not for Christ. And specifically, if not for the Christ who promises to be and is with us until the ending of the age. Push as hard as we can to keep God distant and vague. At best, we're only deluding ourselves. He has already stuck his face down through the sky and put himself firmly and personally into our business. Christ Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Christ Jesus is the face of God. To see Christ is to see God. To hear Christ is to hear God. Push as hard as we can to keep Christ locked up in heaven at God's right hand. Our efforts are futile. God's right hand goes wherever he wants it to go. It goes all throughout the earth. Christ speaks through the mouths of his preachers. Whoever hears you hears me, he says. They are the arms he uses to baptize you, the hands he uses to commune you. Their absolution is his absolution. In Jesus, God is near. In Jesus, God is small. In Jesus, God is lowly. With Jesus, we find that not a single bird falls to the ground apart from the Father's will. With Jesus, even the hairs on your head are numbered. With Jesus, the God who makes a universe billions of light years wide cares to know your name. If we try to conceive of God apart from Christ, we will no longer have God as he is. And if we no longer have God as he is, then we won't have a clue how to rightly give him thanks. The more we have Christ, the more we will understand thanksgiving and have an understanding of thanksgiving that is shaped by the cross. An understanding of thanksgiving that is robust enough so that we might give thanks to God in all things, even in times of affliction, stress, and suffering. In Christ, we see that the God who makes billions of galaxies and weaves together the intricacies of neurons who gives rhythm to the planets and rhythm to the blood that courses through your veins, who paints a sunset and has it viewed uniquely by a million different sets of eyes, the God who gives children into wombs, warmth into our homes, festivity into our hearts, and even turkey onto our tables, is the God who knows you and loves you and calls you by name. How can one ever properly and adequately thank a God like this? All that you are and all that you have comes directly from Him. How can one ever properly and adequately thank God? One look at the cross and the tongue simply stops. How does one thank God for redeeming our race, for wrapping Himself in our flesh and misery, for taking my sin and yours? The violence of Cain, the drunkenness of Noah, the thanklessness of the lepers, the complaining of Israelites then and now, the sins of an entire race He takes into His own innocent flesh. And He didn't have to. He chose to. He gives Himself so that we might not die. He suffers hell on the cross so that you will never have to. How do you thank a God who bows His head and closes His eyes in death, with the image of your face in His mind and your name on His tongue? How can we ever properly and adequately thank God? The answer, of course, is we can't. But the good news is Christ has taken care of that too. On the night before He went to the cross, on the night when He was betrayed, He took bread and broke it and gave thanks. The Eucharist, the early church called it, the thanksgiving, where Christ takes all our impoverished thanks and praise, purifies it, and assumes it into His own. For in Christ, God does not merely become man, He becomes the one true man, the embodiment of everything that our race should be and one day will be. He gives perfect thanks to God, then He gives Himself to us. Happy Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.